At least 1 million single-use coffee cups are sold in Killarney every year. That amounts to 18.5 tons of waste and is a significant cause of littering in the town and in the national park. As a result, all the local independent coffee shops and hotels in the town have come together to move to a reusable takeaway system. Kira Tracy of the Ross and Killarney Park Hotels explains how the Killarney Coffee Cup Project came about.
Back in late April, Louise Byrne, our sustainability manager for the hotels, and my brother Killian from Luna, we were sitting around the table and we were involved in the KDOD cleanup, and we were discussing how there were so many coffee cups and specifically coffee cup lids found in the national park. And Killian had flagged about a latte levy, which is coming down the track in line with the government circular economy bill, and that they're phasing out coffee cups by 2030. And Louise and I were saying there was a huge opportunity for Killarney to be the first town in Ireland to be single-use coffee cup free because of our location. And I think that we don't need to be apologetic about it. We are in the business that we're in because of our location. So wouldn't it be nice to give something back? So it started there, and we just started having conversations with all the independent coffee shops in Killarney, where it culminated in a town hall style meeting where we got the buy-in, because the coffee shops in Killarney are incredibly brave and incredibly proactive. So they agreed to go ahead with this project. So we got fantastic support and funding from Kerry County Council, the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce, Killarney Credit Union were fantastic. They're backing the messaging campaign of it. Wander Wild Festival and AIB came in as well to get this over the line. And I think following on from that, we contacted all the hotels who obviously are normally fantastic at working together, and they didn't let us down. So we asked hotels to row in on this project as well, to support the coffee shops in this project. And thankfully today I can say that we have 46 businesses in Killarney Town Centre that from July 31st will be single-use coffee cup free.
Is that almost all the businesses, the catering businesses in the town?
Absolutely, absolutely. It is 99.9%, so it's incredibly positive.
Yeah. And so tell me, you won't be able to get a takeaway coffee cup anymore, but I'm sure you can still bring in your own cup and have it filled.
Absolutely. So what we're encouraging primarily is for people to bring their own to-go cup, which they would have at home, their own keep cup. I think stats have shown that 70% of us have a cup sitting in our press at home that we don't use. And it's going to be a case like the plastic bags. If I ask you to look in your boot of your car, I'm pretty sure you're going to have a little bag or an Aldi bag. And we're so used to doing that now because that's how we adapt and we change. So it's the exact same situation. You leave in the morning with your keys, your AirPods, if you have them, and your coffee cup going to work for the day. So that'll just become the norm in a year's time. And it would be wrong if another town of the country that doesn't have the facilities and the scenery and the environment that we have to lead the way in this. We have to lead the way in this, and we have to do the right thing.
Have you any idea of the amount of coffee cups that we're going to landfill from Killarney?
Sure. Well, we surveyed just the coffee shops and we were at 995,000. Wow. But that doesn't include the hotels. So we're very comfortable in saying that it is saving over 1 million coffee cups from landfill yearly once we get up and running with this.
That's an extraordinary waste, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, it's. We read an interesting statistic when we were researching this project that a coffee cup's lifespan is on average 13 minutes. And I think post-COVID, we have just gotten back into that habit of going into a coffee shop and insisting it being in a disposable cup. But I suppose there's a few things about that. Firstly, there's a huge cost to the business of that cup, and that price is only going up and up, and especially with the latte levy, that's a 20 cent on top of cups, which normally average between 20 and 30 cent for a coffee shop. And besides the fact that you're drinking it, it's going straight into the bin again, and we have to get out of that culture. We just need to create that circular approach in Killarney.
Are you any bit concerned that you lose out on business?
Well, again, from research, because some towns have done it, I know there was a pilot scheme in Galway and in Waterford pre-COVID, and they brought, I think, respectively, 11 and 8 coffee shops together, and it does not work unless there is full buy-in, and that's what we've asked for people, and the Killarney businesses have stood up. We're very confident that once everybody is doing it, this will work.
Businesses in Killarney are fully supportive of the project. First, we'll hear from Johnny Maguire of Brickeen Restaurant on High Street and a long-time Tidy Towns volunteer who explains why he's on board.
The first county clean-up that was ever held in Ireland was held in County Kerry, and the single most common thing that we picked up was the disposable cup. Now, the government are taking initiative in this, they're going to outlaw that, and we in Killarney are going ahead of the posse. We're introducing a new regime here in Killarney, and this will protect our environment. So this project is, if it's supported by the community, will be a tremendous success.
Yeah, and it will show the way for other towns all over the country.
Absolutely. I think back to the time when the government introduced the levy on the plastic bag. If you compare it with that, everybody has got shopping bags at home. They're in every drawer and everywhere. But it took until such time as the government introduced the levy, and that put a stop to the amount of plastic that was being used. And nobody thinks twice about it now. Similarly with this initiative, 70% of households in Killarney and in Ireland have a reusable coffee cup. If they use that, like the shopping bag, then this problem will be resolved.
Colin Baller, Mug and Bean, Killarney.
Why have you come in behind this initiative?
Basically, the amount of waste that's left in the Killarney National Park over the last couple of years, anytime you're walking around. It's a great initiative by Killarney to take the step forward and just having no single use at all. You know, protect the National Park. As an example, in Yellowstone, you can't get a plastic bottle within 50 miles, and that's the way it should be.
And you're not worried that, you know, you'll lose business as a result, are you?
I think you'll probably lose a little bit. But, you know, overall, within 12 months, I think everyone's going to have cups, coffees, no single use in Killarney. So it won't make a difference, I don't think, in the long run, I hope.
My name is Niamh Sheehan and I work in J.M. Reedy's and in Killarney, the coffee shop, and delighted to be part of this project.
So why did you get behind it?
I think it's a great initiative, and I think it's something with, you know, that's coming down the track, so it's great to get ahead of it, and a collective approach by all the coffee shops and a lot of the hotels in Killarney. So I think it's a great initiative, and hopefully it'll be a great success. No doubt it will take a little bit of time, but there's a lot of positive reasons why to do it.
So my name is Richard Ivan and I work for Curious Cat Cafe, and we decided to go for this project because we believe it's good for the environment for sure.
Are you any bit concerned that you lose money as a result of this?
In long run, I don't think so. I believe in long run it's going to be the same, because the government start introducing some levy on the takeaway cups anyway, so it's kind of going to make it easier. What I'm worried a tiny bit about, if all people's going to understand, but good thing it's, as you see in Killarney, I'm pleased to surprise myself how many people joined the project. So if it's kind of all of us, it's going to make it easier to do it.
Killarney Credit Union is one of the organisations providing funding for the project. Gerard Casey says we all need to look at changing our habits.
We were delighted really to get behind the project. I suppose we were talking to the ladies who had coordinated the project, and they were telling us that, you know, just by this project alone they could take out almost 1 million coffee cups out of Killarney this year. And I suppose that's something that we'd love to be behind. And I suppose, you know, we think about it, every one of us is doing it every day of the week, and it's just about changing habits and changing behaviour, and we'd love to drive and instill and be behind that project.
We can change the way we do things. I mean, it's just laziness really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a certain aspect of education as well. You know, changing habits, changing behaviours, and educating why we're doing, you know, why we're doing it. And that's something we really believe in Killarney Credit Union. Fantastic to see a project like this kicking off in Killarney.
Ideally, customers will use their own reusable cups, but if you don't have one, you can buy one for a €2 deposit, which you'll get back when you return the cup to any participating location in Killarney or nationwide. Cathaoirleach of Killarney, Councillor Brendan Cronin, says he hopes other towns will follow Killarney's lead.
It's a huge initiative. The fact that something like this, from an environmental point of view, can be launched here in Killarney, which is the capital of tourism, and with hundreds of thousands of people visiting, it's great leadership being shown here from the town, from all those that are involved and are behind it. And it also, I suppose, it sends out the message, well, if it can be done here in the capital of tourism, then it can be done in any location if the will is there and if the local community are backing it. And the fact, as the lads have said there, and the statistics, that this project hopefully, will remove over 1 million coffee cups in any given year from landfill, from our environment. And like, so that's a tremendous achievement. And our roads and everything, as we all know, and the lads in the Killarney looking good will confirm this, littered with the paper coffee cups on a daily basis, and continue bags and bags and bags of them. So hugely important initiative. Kerry County Council are fully supportive of it. And there's also great, I want to just give recognition to the people behind the scenes, because there was to this come to where it is at today and come to fruition, an awful lot of people had to give backing, both physical, financial, technical, and their expertise, which is never seen out front, but they have done so, and they need to be recognised for it, and I want to thank them for doing so. And it is a tremendous, tremendous, and I suppose there's a certain element of historicness in it as well, that Killarney is kicking this off. And as I said earlier, if Killarney can be successful with this, then it's open there for any other community or any other location.
So you're talking about taking out millions and millions of coffee cups that are being used just in Ireland.
Yes.
If everybody else in the country follows.
Well, if it is a million, the estimate, they actually think it's in excess of it, but they're being conservative by saying a million. So if that can be done here in Killarney, like, take into account other major destinations and what can be achieved if the willingness is there. So hopefully, and I wish them every success, because they've taken the step, they're giving the leadership, and it's now up to all of us as public representatives, and as the local, you know, on behalf of the general public as well, it is up to the general public to wee roin behind them.
So if you live in Killarney or plan to visit the town, please remember to bring your reusable cup. The project is going live on the 31st of July.